You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Apples and immigration documents, soybeans and border walls. Today is a day without immigrants, and a number of Michigan farms are quieter than normal today. Businesses of all kinds are closed around the country as immigrants stayed home from work and school in response to President Trump's immigration policies. This day without immigrants reaches not just factories or restaurants, but Michigan's farms, where migrant and undocumented workers make up a large percentage of the workforce. Rob Steffens is here with us now. He owns Steffens Orchard in Sparta in Kent County. And Denny Heffron owns Heffron Farms in Ionia County. It's good to have you both with us today. Rob, I want to start with you. Tell us a little about your farm.
Well, I'm an apple grower primarily, and we've raised apples. I'm a fourth generation.
Okay, fourth generation farming here in Michigan. And Denny, what about Heffron Farms?
Well, Heffron Farms also is a fourth generation. It's cash crop grains, corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle.
So this day without immigrants, what is it meant at Steffens Orchards, Rob?
Well, the people that work for me have called me last night and actually asked me, told me what was happening, and they want to take the day off in support of what is happening today, in support of the immigrants, to kind of show how important they are to the United States, and in particular here in Michigan. So I didn't have a problem with it.
So were these migrant workers who had called you?
Yes.
Okay.
They worked for me for a number of years, but they wanted to support the immigrants that have that come up here and work for us.
Denny, what about you at Heffron Farms?
Well, our help did not show up to work today. And I think this is the first time ever that they didn't show up for work. So I guess that's how important it was to them. These people, is all they want to do is work. They don't want to be harassed. They just want to work. They don't want to cause trouble or anything. And they're scared to death right now because of the immigration stuff that's going on. And it go on into, you know, some of my help has children that were born in this country that are legal citizens here, and they're just scared to death. That's how simple it was. And we fully understand, but it gave us a taste of a day without them, which is not good.
It's not good because, and I think it's something that we have to make the point, that Michigan agriculture depends on these migrant workers, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and that's one of the, you know, the best things about these people is they always show up to work. They work great. They're just great employees to have, and we count on them very, very much. You know, we have non-migrating help here too, and I'm going to tell you what, the migrating help is much better help than our local help. That's the only way to put it, and by far the better help.
Yeah. Wow. What do you want to? How do you want to add to that, Rob?
Well, I'd agree totally with Denny. You know, our people, they're just so hardworking, and they are here all the time, every day. And, you know, they just want to contribute. They want to be, they don't want to be harassed. There is a fear. They've lived in fear for a while. You can't get a driver's license in Michigan if you're an undocumented person. And there's quite a population in Michigan and people that need to migrate up here to work that fall into that category.
You know, you're making such a point to all of us that these migrating workers have such a key role in the entire supply chain, whether it's the growing and the harvesting of the food to selling that food in shops and restaurants. It's like they're part of all of that. I've got to wonder, what have your thoughts been as you've watched the president push his immigration agenda over the past just 3+ weeks since he was sworn in? Rob, I'll let you start with that.
Well, you know, is he doing anything different than what the Obama administration had done? You know, I'm not in support of anybody who is committing a crime or has committed felonies. So I guess I don't have a problem with that part of it. But there's a population that is hardworking and it follows the laws, that wants to follow the laws and is in fear. And that's a population that I'm concerned with.
Well, we did. We have to make the point. We never heard President Obama say that there will be a big, beautiful wall to keep people out.
Yeah, I personally don't think that's going to work at all. So I think we just need some immigration reform. I think it would be very simple, actually. And I think that would take care of a lot.
Danny Heffron, what have your thoughts been as you've watched, especially these last 3 weeks?
Well, I guess is what I would say is Washington has underestimated these people. They value coming here to work so greatly. I don't think you can build a wall tall enough or deep enough in the ground to keep them out, first of all. You know, the next thing is these people pay in all the taxes. We take out taxes, everything just like we do with anybody else, and they're not eligible for any of that. It's just heartening to know that, you know, we've got people, and they're not taking jobs. You know, there's some things you hear about people that say, oh, they're taking jobs. I'm here to tell you right now, the jobs my guys do, they're not taking them from anybody because there's nobody that would do it. I don't care if you're growing pickles or whatever. Nobody here is going to pick pickles. You know, picking apples, all of that stuff, taking care of cattle. You just cannot find anybody local that can do that. And these people have such a desire in that because this is land of opportunity. And we are so lucky. You know, they had one day here that they didn't show up to work. You know what? We're going to get over that really easy. But I'll tell you what, I've said all along, if they would all just stay home for 1 week, it will just about cripple us. They are such a part of the workforce and so dependent upon that it would not take very long, and it isn't just agriculture that would cripple. You can go into any industry, and it's the same story. The contractors, the landscape people, the restaurants, the hotels, all of that, we're all in the same boat. We cannot find good, reliable help local. And without this, it's going to cripple us. This country, agriculture, we export a third of what we grow in this country. And without those people, I can tell you right now, it won't be there to export. Hmm. They play such a role. And it's really sad that we have such a population in this country that won't work.
You know, there's a chunk of people in America who support what President Trump wants to do, who say, hey, they broke the rules. They didn't follow the rules to come into this country.
Well,
what do you say to that?
We don't have any rules for coming into this country. And that's the biggest problem that we have no way to track them when they're in this country. It just don't make any sense.
Both of your counties, Kent and Ionia, both went for Donald Trump in this past election. I'm just kind of curious, what is your conversations with your neighbors? How did those go leading up to the election?
Well, there was a lot of talk about this because of the immigration and that. And first of all, I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can build a wall high enough or deep enough to keep him out. So if he thinks that's the answer, I just disagree that that is going to work. And it's going to cost somebody a lot of money to try.
What do you think, Rob?
Well, as far as the conversations that went on, I think there's mixed emotions amongst people I know. So I have people that voted for Trump, I have people that voted for Hillary. So I don't think it really matters. But to be honest with you, we do need to have some immigration reform. I think it's very simple to do. You know, if you want to attract these people and you want these people to come out, you know, give them a visa. So they can work, to be able to go back to their homeland to see their families, and then be able to come back and work. I think that'd be an easy fix. I think those people would want to come out, and you could identify it, that this population that's in the United States. I think it's really a simple fix. That'd be my answer to something like that. But you have to give them a visa, a work visa, without a fear of putting them in jail or shipping them back, because a lot of them have been here many, many years, you know, some 15, 20 years. And like Jenny said, have families that are not, that have kids here that are American citizens. So do you want to send them back? You're taking the breadwinner away from that family or the mother or separating those families. Just allow them to get a visa. Allow them to come out of the woodwork. Allow them to not live in fear. Allow them to contribute to our economy.
Danny, you were very, very clear what the impact would be on your business if migrant workers can't get to you or if they are sent home. You were very clear about that. What do you want to add to what Rob has said? What do you think that the answer is for you and for these workers?
Well, I agree with Rob. You know, somehow we have to give them a way in, a way that we can identify them, that we can track them, and we know who's here, and all of that. one other thing I also wanted to add, we have ones that are here legally with visas, and they can't get a driver's license. They're legally here, can't get a driver's license. They have, I know one of my workers has not seen his mother in 9 years. He would love to go back and see his mother. He is scared to death he would never be able to get back in here.
The Farmer's View of this day without immigrants. We've been talking with Rob Steffens of Steffens Orchards in Kent County and Denny Heffron, who owns Heffron Farms in Ionia County. Gentlemen, thank you to both of you for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.